Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher podcast. Most of us have learned about the solar system and space in school. But once we step into adulthood, we retract into our own personal bubble and lose that cosmic consciousness and inquisitiveness that we're naturally born with. I'm convinced that if we step out of the minutiae of our daily existence and allow ourselves to soak in the cosmic magic, we'll instantly elevate our state of mind and being. We'll develop that cosmic consciousness that we once had as kids, and this will give us a humble perspective of our place in the grand scheme of things. In this podcast episode, I offer a couple of ways that we can connect with the stars, in addition to the reasons why I believe that astronomy can change our view on our lives in a profound way. How astronomy can change your understanding of life. For small creatures such as we, the vastness of the universe is bearable only through love. Carl Sagan. Until the early 1500s, our reckoning of our existence in the universe was heavily influenced by religious dogma. Virtually everyone back then believed that Earth was the center of the universe and that we humans played a superior role in the cosmic kingdom, as decreed by the church authorities. This theory was eventually challenged in 1543 by a Polish scientist named Nicholas Copernicus, who proposed that Earth, along with other planets, revolved around the Sun. Although his model was not completely accurate, it provided a breakthrough in the scientific world and was further developed by Galileo Galilei in 1632. Most people, particularly the religious institutions, were not ready to accept this truth. Copernicus cleverly published his findings 2 months before his death to avoid being penalized for questioning the sanctity of the church's beliefs. Galileo didn't wait until his last days to declare his findings and had to therefore face charges for committing heresy and found himself under house arrest. Fortunately, we've come a long way from those days. Nowadays, we're led by our curiosity, and we're open to examining any new theories and assumptions that we have about the universe. Our collective evolution, along with bourgeoning technological advancement, has allowed us to literally reach for the stars and get more acquainted with the incomprehensibly large expanse of outer space. Most of us learn about the solar system and space in school, but once we step into adulthood, we retract into our own personal bubble and lose that cosmic consciousness and inquisitiveness that we are naturally born with. As a kid, I had a deep fascination for astronomy. I studied glow-in-the-dark stars in my room and watched Star Trek every week and dreamed of becoming an astronaut one day. My interest faded away once I got preoccupied with life and the complexities of growing up. It was not until my sophomore year in college that I was able to rekindle my passion. My father gifted me a DVD box set of Carl Sagan's Cosmos documentary series. What I loved most about Sagan's narrative, besides the mind-boggling facts, was his ability to intertwine the study of the cosmos with spirituality. According to Sagan, science is not only compatible with spirituality, but it is a profound source of spirituality. And he was not the only one to suggest this. Several astronauts who have seen Earth from space have had profound awakening experiences. A number of them have experienced significant cognitive and spiritual shifts, invoked by feelings of oneness and unity with the higher power. Dr. Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth person to walk on the moon, documented in his scientific biography about his moment of transcendence and enlightenment, which he had on his way back from the moon. While looking at Earth and the cosmos from his spacecraft window, he acquired a deep knowing of our interconnectedness and how we humans get consumed by greed and ego when we miss the big picture. Upon returning to Earth, he tried to make sense of this otherworldly sensation he experienced in space by referring to ancient Indian religious scriptures. He found the description of samadhi, which is when someone's consciousness temporarily dissolves into Brahman, the highest state of consciousness. And it matched what he felt during his spiritual awakening. He described it as seeing things in their separateness, but experiencing them viscerally as a unity, as oneness, accompanied by ecstasy. Now the majority of us won't have the opportunity to visit outer space in our lifetimes. But that doesn't mean that we can't experience a similar sense of awe and wonder from celestial encounters. We can find great beauty, wisdom, and perspective in exploring this arena by seeking tantalizing glimpses of our planet, solar system, and universe, which have evolved over billions of years. We can do a number of things to connect with our ancient home, such as visiting planetariums, stargazing in our backyard, observing astronomical phenomena such as eclipses and meteor showers, or traveling to places that have exceptionally clear night skies, and following NASA and other space-oriented organizations on social media. I'm convinced that if we step out of the minutiae of our daily existence and allow ourselves to soak in the cosmic magic, we'll instantly elevate our state of mind and being. We'll develop a cosmic consciousness that'll give us a humble perspective of our place in the grand scheme of things. Here are some other ways that astronomy can change our understanding of life. Number one, you'll broaden your horizons. Learning more about the infinite nature of the cosmos will help us experience an expanded reality that's beyond our regular 9-to-5 schedule. When we see ourselves as living in an incomprehensibly vast universe, instead of the limited horizons of one small planet, our whole paradigm of existence shifts. Our imagination will stretch as we ponder over what it might be like on the mysterious red terrain of Mars, or the millions of stars that exist within our own Milky Way galaxy. The enormity of our universe will make us realize that there's so much more than what meets the eye. Number two, you'll be influenced to ask the big questions. As humans, we are curious creatures with a tirelessly inquiring mind. We're baffled by the bigger questions such as, how was the universe created? Why are we here? Where did we come from? Are there any other intelligent life forms out there? If there are, what will they be like? Astronomy may not be able to give us definite answers just yet, but looking up at the stars does quench our thirst for wanderlust and keeps us on our toes when it comes to asking profound questions. Number three, you'll see the Earth as one big family. The biggest causes of conflicts and tensions between nations have been the result of an us versus them mentality. An ego-driven identification with one's country or race causes mistrust, fear, and hate. Learning astronomy will eradicate extreme ethnocentricity and inspire us to embrace our differences. We'll develop an identity that isn't overly attached to our cultural background or our nationality. Instead, we'll see ourselves as citizens of the world who are open and loving towards everyone we meet, no matter what their racial, religious, social, or economic background is. We'll realize that we're all inhabitants of this one tiny, precious planet within a larger celestial realm. Number four, you'll develop a deeper sense of responsibility towards the planet. When we know more about other planetary systems, we realize that our planet is the only one that can sustain and nourish life in our solar system. It is the only home that's within our reach because other planets are inhospitable and cannot support any form of life. Knowing this will hopefully make us value and cherish our planet more. A home as beautiful, lush, and bountiful as ours needs us to care and preserve its treasures. Sadly, the realities of global warming and growing animal and plant extinction shows that corporate and political agendas have taken precedence and move us in a direction of greed and corruption. Yet we can still turn the ship around by doing our part in taking care of our planet. Number 5. You won't feel so alone. As you develop a deeper understanding of the universal laws and patterns that govern the planet and cosmos, you'll begin to feel a connection with something larger than yourself. You'll experience the universe as intelligent, loving, and harmonious, and you'll feel supported by its high vibrations. Having knowledge about the basic laws of life and energy will give you the ability to tap into cosmic support while manifesting your dreams. When connected to this universal flow of energy, you'll feel invigorated by a sense of belonging to the cosmic family. So the next time that you're having a tough day, just take a deep breath and tilt your head towards the sky. As you observe the soothing hues that color the heavens, let go of your worries and allow your mind to drift into sweet reveries of faraway lands floating in our cosmic ocean. All my best on your journey. Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.